here's a story from The World.
The government in Lebanon has ordered banks closed for the foreseeable future. The reason? Too many bank heists. There have been at least 8 separate incidents this month, according to news reports. The bank robbers are not professional criminals, they're bank customers. The World's Shirin Jafari explains.
28-year-old Sally Hafez never thought she would rob a bank. But on Wednesday, September 14th, that's exactly what she did. Hafez walked into her own bank in Beirut, waved a gun in the air, and demanded $20,000. The whole thing was live-streamed online. I reached Hafez on a WhatsApp call at an undisclosed location in Lebanon. I'm not a criminal, she told me, so in my mind, I pretended I was a character in a movie. After a few tense minutes, bank employees scrambled to give her handfuls of cash. Hafez walked out with $13,000. In the end, no one was hurt. The gun Hafez used turned out to be a toy that belonged to her nephew. Heists like these have become so common in Lebanon that the government has ordered the banks shut.
What we're seeing now, what we're witnessing in Lebanon, is just a symptom of, you know, the economic violence that has been enforced on the people for decades.
Hossein Sharito is an economist with the Tahrir Institute. Since 2019, he says Lebanon's currency has lost 90% of its value. Foreign investment has dried up, and depositors have tried to withdraw their savings, he says. This led to a shortage of foreign currency, including US dollars. And in response, the banks set a limit on how much customers can withdraw. It's between $200 and $400 a month, he says, depending on the bank. Or they can exchange their dollars for Lebanese pounds at a much lower rate.
So these heists are just, in a way, an expression of hopelessness, really, because there are no other channels for people to regain access to their savings.
Sally Hafez, who held up the bank earlier this month, said she needed the money for her sister's cancer treatment. Samia Sibare works with an advocacy group called the Depositors Outcry Association.
Depositors in Lebanon are around 2 million.
2 million people, including those who are older or sick and simply need the money for life-saving medical treatment. Sibaya, who is a math teacher, says all her own inheritance money is frozen in a bank.
I'm facing many problems, like I couldn't pay for my son's university fees. Then he stopped studying for about 6 months.
She says for the last 3 years, her advocacy group has tried everything from filing multiple lawsuits to protesting in the streets to pleading face-to-face with the president and the prime minister.
Nobody in this whole country is willing to give solutions.
45-year-old Ibrahim Abdullah says people in other countries listening to reports about bank heists in Lebanon might be shocked.
People will not understand that because it's like, oh, against law or something. It's not against law. The banks are against law.
Abdullah has been protesting in front of banks for months. He says he has about $3 million that he can't take out. It's his savings from 16 years of working in Dubai as a sales manager for a real estate developer.
I don't want to die. I don't want to be a criminal. My money is in front of me and the bank is working and enjoying profits. I can't afford medicines for my parents. I can't afford food. I can't afford electricity bills.
Abdullah says he returned to Lebanon to be closer to his parents, who are in their 70s and 80s. He also wanted to study for an MBA. Instead, he says his life is consumed with figuring out how to get access to his own money.
Someone was working 16 years in a senior position. We are like educated people, so they are forcing us now to become like part of attacking banks. So it's not our nature. It's not us.
But until the banks and the government in Lebanon figure out a plan to give people access to their savings, the frustration is not going to go away. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.